Oh, a lot of hard work, a lot of big days, saving pennies and just having a go, I guess.
Tell me a bit about your career in butchery.
Oh, left school 14 to become a butcher and never look back. And I went away and run a few other shops, learned a bit more, went out west there, working on a few stations, learning that side of it, just to better my knowledge here, and hopefully it all carries on in my window.
What sort of lessons do you learn?
Oh, what to do and what not to do, I guess. Really, what not to do.
You want to share a few secrets? What's the number one not to do? What's a killer for a butcher?
Oh, never have bad mince. You've got to have good mince. Otherwise, you've got a bad butcher shop.
So that's the benchmark, the mince.
Mince and crumb steak, yeah. It's always got to be the winner.
And yet, looking around your shop front here, there is a lot of window space and there is an enormous amount of variety. How do you make that work? Because that's tough.
Oh, it's a bit of a juggling act, but we've got the customers coming in the door to be able to produce this big variety and have such a range, and we're actually looking at expanding here a little bit more and put more window in because, yeah, it was more we want to offer.
So much of what butchers do is to try and inspire your customers about what they might be able to do with your meat. I don't think people would have any problem coming up with a few ideas here. What's going into this product range?
Oh, a lot of local tableland stuff, as much as we can source locally. Lambs from the south, obviously, but yeah, just a lot of hard work and thinking and trying to help the people these days who are time poor and, yeah, give them some ideas.
Doug, how hard is it to offer a local product?
Oh, it does get challenging sometimes, especially what we want to do with the free-range side of it. It's a bit of a shame there isn't more free-range up here on the tablelands. It all comes down to the price point, but with the free range chicken, it's all 100% free range. I wear, like, my costs are the same as Steggles, but yeah, I just sort of wear the other costs of being free range just to try and offer that good, better product.
What kind of feedback do you hear about that across the counter?
Yeah, people can't believe how good the chicken is. Just the moisture, it tastes so much better. And yeah, it sells. It really does sell.
And yet you can't get a locally processed free range chook here on the tablelands?
Nah, not a hope in hell.
And yet you've got such amazing pastures and great conditions. Why is that happening more? Yeah, what are the impediments?
It's too hard for the smaller fellas to try and gear up and set up to do that. And there's just not enough of a market up here yet for it, I believe. So hopefully, yeah, a few other butchers get on board, maybe the big boys might change their tune and start doing it up here.
Having been on both sides of the fence, what do you say to producers? I hear grumbling sometimes. They look in the butcher shop window, they see those prime rib fillet cuts getting sold for 40, 50 bucks a kilo even. What do you say to them when they kind of say, well, hang on a minute, we're only getting two?
Yeah, I understand. They got a lot of costs, but we got a lot of costs too, and there's a lot of other products within that beast that, yeah, we got to sell at a lower point. But I hope they're not grumbling at the moment because they're getting pretty good dollars. At the moment, it's pretty hard with this lot of export. Last year, there was a few buyers up here. There's a boat sitting out of Townsville, and they come up here and they bought everything they can get their hands on and threw the price right up on us, which is good for the producer, don't get me wrong. They haven't got much for a lot of years, but yeah, it's really up there at the moment.
How does that translate to what customers are willing to pay for a piece of prime red meat?
Yeah. Well, to put it in perspective, when I opened the shop, I paid, when first lot of beef come through, $4.40, and in 6 months I've gone to $5.30, and my prices on the counter have not changed. I've had to wear it.
You've only been in business for 6 months. How has that period been, and when do you reckon you will have established yourself and know that this is going to be a goer for Atherton?
Oh, the first day I opened, I knew she was a goer. But no, it's been a tiring process, but good, enjoy it. Wouldn't want to be anywhere else, and It's starting to really work now, and we're seeing a good response from the community.
First day, you were that confident?
Nah, I didn't know what to do. Just put meat in the window and said, hang on, here we go.